This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are we recording? Are these working?
I think so.
All right.
I think, yeah. Sorry about that last week.
Oh, no. Dude, that is not on you.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to go. Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, woo! Please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What else could we do?
It's hard to do a lion.
It's more like... Welcome to Animal Planet.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be your host.
It's Ted right over there. I'm Steve, and we appreciate you joining us in the jungle.
Right. We do the opposite approach. If we get near the animals, we make noise. Now, we never see many.
No. I hope we never do. We'll be so dead.
Right. Coyote chasing. Like, guys, I don't think you're supposed to scream at him. I don't know if that helps. No, we're trying to lure him in.
Well, this week's going to be a short episode because I got to get my oil changed. At least we don't think it's because of technical difficulties this time.
Why'd you say at least?
Right. Well, you never know. It might. Last time we were going to do a full podcast, and what, like 30 minutes in, the computer crashed on us.
Yeah.
And then we spent 30 minutes hoping that it would re-up again.
Yeah, I was going to say, it felt like we did a full one, but no, just crashing.
No, just crashed. We were in the room for our allotted time.
Yeah, we couldn't revive it.
So sorry about that. And then last week I was off. Sold a house.
That's great.
That was very exciting. Well, we got our offer. So now we got to go do like the inspection and all that crap. But if everything goes well, dude, that's a massive burden. I was able to sleep well after all that. That was nice.
I'm just laughing like, oh yeah, week off. Well, I got to leave my house all the time because it's being staged and not be comfortable for a week.
Yeah, if you're thinking about selling a house during the COVID era, don't. It sucks because there's no open houses. I mean, the one nice thing is at least like you're not going to get random people showing up to your house when you're like taking a nap or something like that, wanting to see your home. Like everything is appointment based, which is nice. But also, everything's appointment based. So like they'll be like, oh, I'll be there at 1. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll walk around the neighborhood. And thankfully, we have a baby monitor so we can hear people in our house.
All right.
You know what I mean? When they go on the upstairs, which once we realized that we could do that, that was a lifesaver. Because otherwise, you're just guesstimating. You're like, I think they're gone. And not everybody's courtesy, and like that is the courtesy to just be like, hey, we left your house. So then you're just like,
is the agent with them or can they just come by and look at it?
No, agent's with them. They have to, they need to have access to be able to get into the box with the agent.
All right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So, but sometimes the agent doesn't get back to our agent. And it's just like, I don't know if they're out of our house. It's been. Like one couple, they were like, we'll be there at 6. They didn't show up till 7:15. So we're just walking the development with an 8-month-old, just killing time. And nobody's telling us what's going on. So we timed it and we finally saw them go into our house and leave. We're like, finally, let's go in the house. We got to shut it down. We got a baby that wants to go to bed. What do? We walk into the house. As we're walking in, the realtor forgot to leave her business card. So she walks in and then there's this awkward moment of her walking into our home as we're walking into the home from the back. And it was just like,
Yeah, plus an hour and 15 late?
Yeah.
That's a while.
She blamed GPS. I'm like, GPS doesn't. I mean, this development's been around for 10 years. Like, I use GPS still to get home sometimes just to make sure traffic's not bad. It doesn't screw up.
Joe and I have used it every time we've gone to your house.
And it's worked perfectly. So
I've been in the bus when Rich uses it.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, that's right. Rich finds it. He has no problem. Everybody finds my house except for this one realtor. That's an hour and 15 minutes late. I don't care. We're done with that, thankfully, because I was just like, I was just done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, we had a week off, and I'm like, oh, this will be great. We can, like, you know, start boxing. Because at the time, I thought our house would sell before that. We could box things up. We could clean out the garage. But you don't want to start anything because you're afraid someone's going to call and want to see the house. And then we're going to be in the middle of, like, a mess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, like, I don't want to rub it in because you had to get it done. You got it done. But also, like, you had a week off, like, the one time ever. There's just random hockey games on during the middle of the day in August.
It was awesome.
I've watched a lot of hockey.
Dude, I've been watching so much hockey, more so than last season. I think having that fear of it being taken away has made me appreciate it even more.
Yeah, well, also, we bitched and moaned about not having sports, and so now that it's on, like, yeah, I'm going to watch it.
And I think they've done a really good job of how they present it.
Hockey's done a great job, and they're like hockey and basketball. They bubbled up. They're getting it done. Nobody's testing positive. I also like that hockey still puts up the attendance and stuff.
It's like, pretty funny.
Like, they seem legit to be having the most fun with just like it is what it is, but we can have fun with it.
Yeah, and I like that when like the Blackhawks, although they're not going to be scoring anymore because they're done. But when they were playing the Vegas Golden Knights, when they would score, they'd play that their goal scoring song, dun 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 dun.
Yeah,
dun. I can't remember. Chelsea Dagger, I think it's the name of the song. And I think everybody had a little bit of their own flavor for their games, and a little pumped in crowd noise didn't hurt.
Yeah, I like the fake crowd noise.
I do too. I know some people were giving it like were crapping on it. I'm like, honestly, I forgot there weren't even people in the crowd when you're watching the game because it did a good job of blocking out all the empty seats with like
the green screens and stuff.
Well, I don't even know. Yeah, was it like that? It's kind of like what the Sounders do when they don't have the upper bowl used. They like drape over the seats.
So they did that, but also I think those giant screens are just green screens. Or I don't know if they're actually, like, I don't know if the players on the ice can see them.
That makes sense. I was like, man, they really rolled out the red carpet when it comes to, like, LED screens. But that makes way more sense. You're probably right.
Yeah.
It's really well done. I'm enjoying the playoffs so far.
Plus, also, like, I don't care how much you like a sport. If there was no fake crowd noise, I mean, it would just seem like a training session. And also, you wouldn't hear anything. You'd have to beep out so much stuff.
Yeah, and there was a part of me where I was like, I kind of want to hear the players cursing, but I get why they can't pull that off. They got so shown on TV. What do you think about the NBA with the weird video screens of the fans?
See, I like it.
I think it's funny.
I will say the NBA, they curse a lot.
Yeah.
Like, whenever it gets to the end of a game, like, I don't know if you've noticed, there's just, like 1-1,000, 2-1,000, like, 4 seconds, and it's like, somebody just screamed the F word.
Oh, I haven't noticed. I've been watching a lot of the NBA. I just watched a couple clips, and I was like, that's kind of a fun way that they're doing it.
Yeah.
I know, I think WWE is about to do that with SummerSlam. I think they're calling it the Thunderdome.
I saw that.
And I think they're going to be doing a similar thing as, like, the NBA with, like, fans and video screens.
Right, so that's another one. So the MLS Backers Tournament, that MLS is back tournament.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Did Portland win that?
They did.
Okay.
Damn them. I know. I hate the Timbers. But I always take a little pride in if it's the Timbers, Vancouver, or Seattle, I'm like, all right, at least it's safe in the Northwest.
Dude, I'm kind of like rooting for the Canucks and the Knights, even though I know in 2 years I'm going to hate both of those teams.
Yeah.
When it comes to hockey, because it's like, it's the West Coast. Let's see a West Coast team do well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even like going back to like high school rivalries, right? Like Gonzaga's our big rival for DeMatha. Mm-hmm. So you never cheer for Gonzaga. But if they're down in Florida playing like Thomas Aquinas or somebody crazy, it's like, it'd be good for the conference if they won.
Yeah, yeah. Was it all tides raise votes?
Oh, good call. Like
that? Yeah, right? I think that's the right saying.
Steve, I'm all about tides now.
Yeah, you're Captain Water.
I am.
Captain Water. How's the water been, Ted?
Awesome.
Have you been getting out in the water?
Did I not send you that picture?
You sent me one a little bit ago. Yeah, wait.
Maybe. Did I send you one from the weekend?
I don't think you sent me one from the weekend.
Oh, man.
Let me double check. Hold on. Before I. Oh, yeah, wait. Is it the one with you and Shawnee and Matt? Sunday, August 2nd. That's the last picture I got.
Oh, no. Last weekend. All right, so that was Lake Sammamish. And then last weekend, look, I was in the salt water down on the Sound.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's... Wait,
you're willing to do that during Shark Week?
I won't lie. So it's funny. That's Chambers Bay in the background. Yeah, when I was getting back on the ladder, I went, man, if I get eaten by an orca, I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
And right. We got into this on the podcast. Then it turned into a whole conversation about it. It'd be badass, though. Like, how Ted go out? He got eaten by an orca.
Well, maybe not go out. Like, maybe like lose a leg. I mean, I don't want to lose you fully. I want you to be able to tell the story. Did you watch Shark Week with Mike Tyson?
I did not.
Oh, dude, if you have time, maybe when you're in a different state of mind.
All right.
It's super entertaining. Mike Tyson doesn't actually fight sharks. Like, he gets taught and trained with a guy who lost his arm and leg, like a Navy SEAL guy.
All right.
Who, after he got attacked by a shark and lost his arm and leg from a shark attack, decided, I need to learn about sharks. And he became like a shark master.
All right.
And so he's training Mike Tyson how to swim with the sharks and then go into the water without the cage, catch a shark, rub its nose so it falls asleep, And so they could put a video camera on its fin.
Wow.
Yeah, it's intense.
Do you have to flip it upside down?
No.
Or is that an old wives' tale?
Not with these sharks. All you have to do is catch them, hold it, and then just start rubbing its nose, and it kind of like...
Man, it seems so easy the way you just did. Steve just like threw his arm like, yeah, you just catch it, hold it, and then rub his nose. I mean, that sounds like catching Lulu.
Yeah, in my mind, it's a shark, and it's like 6 feet long. But other than that, it seems pretty easy. Dude, it's Mike Tyson, and he's like he pukes in
it. I was going to say, I know he puked.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's actually, I was planning on watching it just for poops and giggles, because I thought it was going to be just dumb and ridiculous, and it was fascinating. It was so well done.
All right, I'll check it out.
Highly recommend. It's on demand.
All right, yeah. What have I been watching? I got into Watchmen.
Oh, I hear that's awesome.
Dude, and I'm never this person. I shouldn't say I'm never. I'm usually not this person. But even just like the music and the way it's done, it's super cool.
What channel is that on?
HBO.
Okay, I had that. So I could.
Yeah.
We've been binging like crazy, and I think you would like the show. It's called Money Heist on Netflix.
Man. Yeah, Joe told me about that one too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got to get into that one.
It's one of those shows. For me, it reminds me of Breaking Bad, and even my wife agreed, where it's like once we finish an episode, it's like, you know what? We're going to be going to bed a little bit later than we planned, but let's watch one more. It's so well done.
Trust me, I did it last night with Watchmen, and I was like, it's 11:30? Yeah, we got another hour in us.
Yeah, dude, that's how it is with this show. It's like 40 minutes an episode. I think there's four seasons. They call them parts. But the interesting part, it's a Spanish-based television show that was like a huge hit that they like chopped up and fixed up and I guess maybe shortened them or something. I don't know what they did, but they changed it up a little bit, and they redubbed it with English actors or American actors or what, I don't know.
So it's dubbed over.
So the voice, I did not know that. I knew nothing about this show other than it was on Netflix. I'm like, this looks kind of interesting. I like movies about money heists, so this sounds like it'll be kind of fun. And you start watching it, and at first you think your mind's playing tricks on you when you don't know it was dubbed, because it did such a good job. It just looks like the audio is slightly off.
Yeah.
So I'm watching like maybe 30 minutes into the show, and I'm like, oh my gosh. They're not speaking English. And then I quickly check online. And I'm like, oh, crap, that's pretty well done. Like, you could watch the Spanish version with subtitles, or you could just watch the version where they dub in the English. Which,
yeah.
I'd rather do that.
I was going to say, during COVID, I've already done that. I watched a German like crime drama that was dubbed over, and then I watched a show out of Spain called Cocaine Coast.
Oh, man, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this show is so good. The acting is great. The way they did the voice actors did a great job matching with the vibe of the actual performers. The best part, it just shows how much my wife, like, she's watching it, but like sometimes she's playing on her phone or looking at the baby. We made it to episode 5 before she goes, what's wrong? Why? I don't understand why their voices aren't matching with the video. Like, what? I hate, like, what's wrong with our TV? And I look and go, they're not speaking English. She's like, you're kidding me. I'm like, yeah, it's overdubbed. She's like, oh, that makes so much more sense now.
It takes a minute, though.
Yeah.
With that Cocaine Coast show, I watched again, like, they're hour-long episodes. I was probably 2 or 3 in before I was like, why do they keep showing, like, because, like, when it sets a scene, it would show the English and Spanish version. I'm like, this is weird.
But it's like they do a good enough job. It used to be back in the day when you'd overdub, it was so obviously overdubbed.
Right, like the old kung fu movies and stuff.
The Bruce Lee films.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even like when they tried to, like, you know, they took a film that was a foreign film. It was like you could hear, it sounded like the guy was in the studio talking into a microphone doing the overdubs. Whereas this, they do such a great job of, like, the voice really fits the visual of the character.
All right.
And there's a couple hot chicks in it, too.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, dude, it's must watch. It's the best show on Netflix. And granted, all I watch is that or The Floor is on Fire. So, I mean,
Lava's fire? Yeah. Or The Floor is Lava?
The Floor is Lava.
I will say, that is one show that is spanning the globe. Like, I thought I was the only idiot watching that.
No.
And then, like, my buddy Sal was like, yeah, we watch it with my kids. And then you guys are watching it. It's like, yeah.
It's so stupid. And you're like, let's just watch one episode. You're like, that was kind of fun, as dumb as it was. It's like that TV show Cannonball. We've been watching that. Mike the Miz is the host. It's like a water park meets Titan Games.
All right.
Yeah, it's mindless entertainment.
Summertime stuff.
Perfect for summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no other real like current television coming out right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's summer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just don't release it. That's why America Got Talent. America's Got Talent dominates. America's Got Talent is a different show.
Well, Ted, we're done. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I'm joking.
We're getting close. Jesus. My bad.
Well, no, we got. Yeah, how dare you want to have a conversation on the Megacast? about fun stuff.
All right. Well, yeah, I've been out in the water. That was going to be my TED Talk.
Oh, we could do a TED Talk.
All right.
We could do push-ups. Let's crank them out. All right. Yeah. I figured since it is summer, I decided to, for the push-ups, I don't know, are you familiar with this song? No? It's a new ice cream song that RZA wrote.
That who wrote?
RZA.
Like RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan?
Have you not heard the story? Because the ice cream song has racist roots.
All right.
Like, if you do some research, like, someone took the music of that ice cream song, eventually put lyrics to it, and they're really bad.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have been campaigning for ice cream trucks to stop using that song because it's like, come on, man, it's 2020. Let's fix the game.
I've heard that, but
right,
I didn't know they were making new ones.
Well, RZA decided, you know what? Screw it. Good humor. You want a Christmas? You want an ice cream song? I got you an ice cream song.
And it's a thin line between an ice cream song and a Christmas song.
Yeah. Well, there's an ice cream truck in our neighborhood that plays Jingle Bells because it's like a snowman themed ice cream truck.
All right, we got to do the push-up and stuff. But have you heard the new thing in Seattle? I have not seen it, but I want to say it's on Queen Anne. There's a dude driving around in an old, you know, the old little mail jeeps?
Yeah.
Slanging milkshakes.
Milkshakes?
Milkshake truck.
What?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
No. He doesn't come to my neighborhood.
How do you get him to come to your neighborhood?
Probably should tweet him or something.
We got Santa's snow pole snow cone truck. Or North Pole.
I don't want to know about Santa's snow pole, all right? Jeez, man. What is going on? I thought it was a family area you lived in.
That's why we're leaving the neighborhood.
Yeah,
it's gone downhill. We got Santa just slinging his snow pole.
Yeah, people partying till 3:30.
You know what's up. We actually have a Santa Claus that lives in our neighborhood, we found out. Tacoma Santa.
Like at the mall?
I don't know.
Or he does private parties?
I don't know. He has a website, TacomaSanta, I think, .com, but he lives in Puyallup. Just like, you know, don't let your kids know. I don't want to spoil the magic of Christmas, but the Tacoma Santa lives in my development.
I think, again, it's a thin line between a bigger hairy man and a tank top during the summer. Like, who is that bear? And then Santa, like in December, it's like, yo, Santa!
It's funny, dude. When we go on walks, we see him and his wife walk, Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus?
Walking around, and he's got like a tank top and shorts on, but he's got the Santa beard and the hair.
And the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And when you walk by his house, when his garage is open, that's how I found out. He's got like all like the signs and the banners hung in the garage, like Tacoma Santa, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, that might come in handy.
Yes.
If there's no pictures with Santa because of COVID, be like, he could tell him, host a drive-by one.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah.
We could make money. Well, he'll make money. All right, let's get 10.
We'll spend money on it.
Yeah, I'll bring Tatum to him.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
I like this.
It.
Yeah, it's got a cool vibe. If you're going to do ice cream truck, then you got to have good bass for this song. What's your go-to back when you were a kid?
Fat Frog.
Dude.
With the giant gum nose.
You and I, we would have been best friends even back when we were kids.
Yeah.
That was going to be what I was going to say.
Well, the Fat Frog was like 75 cents. The Chipwich.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the ultimate level. That was like $1.25 or something.
Yeah, it was like $1.50.
Right. I was going to say, right? Like, generally, we were working with $1 or less.
I did like the Mickey Mouse one, too, which was like vanilla with the chocolate ears.
All right.
That was really good.
All right. What's your go-to as you've gotten older? If you're going to get an ice cream, like, bar or cone.
Damn, I'm trying to think of what I would go. Man, I'm still a sucker for the strawberry shortcake.
All right, that and like for some reason about like 20 years old, I was like, whoa, the old people are right. The toasted almond is phenomenal.
How you stand on the drumsticks?
Oh, in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, drumsticks are good for any age. But for some reason, the toasted almond, like you got to be an adult to enjoy this one.
Dude, you know what? If we do our Christmas slumber party at the new home, we're having toasted almond.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, and we'll sit on the back deck.
It's going to be snowing. We're going to be eating ice cream.
We're going to be snow frostbitten. Tweeting at the Santa's snow pole. Snow cone.
Come by.
What are you doing? It's 1 a.m. knocking on Santa's door. Go back to the old development.
Santa, you up?
Take an Uber back to the old development so we can walk around.
Oh, we're going to get arrested.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
A lot of stuff going on. Just, look, it's the Northwest. The fall is going to be weird. Just telling everybody now. Is there going to be football? Who knows? It looks that way. Will it last? I don't know. Like, election stuff's going to be wild. Like, just trust me. For the next couple of weeks, especially in the Northwest, before it starts raining, you're stuck at, like, go outside.
Yeah.
Go do something. Like, I spent all weekend, last weekend, in the Sound and stuff. It was so much fun.
Walk around, take some hikes. We learned about, some guy called in this morning on the morning show, talked about Sock Mountain. I thought he said Suck Mountain. I'm like, is that like by makeout point or something? You know what I mean? Like, that sounds really naughty. But it's S-A-U-L-K, I think, or S-A-U-K, Sock Mountain.
All right.
It's up kind of close to Arlington. It's like if we're going to visit
Tarrant. Oh, no kidding.
And apparently he said, like, he's a park ranger. So we were very excited. He's now KSW's official park ranger, David.
All right.
And his favorite place to go for a hike is Sock Mountain.
How tough is it?
It's like 4 miles.
All right.
Round trip. And I guess, I don't know, it's like 5,500 feet high, but like a 1,000-foot incline, which apparently is like a nice, easy incline. I don't know what that means.
I would also tell people,
you can bring a dog.
Ooh.
On a leash.
If I show up with a dog, it's like, all right, that's legal, but it's illegal. Where did you get that dog? Breaking. Man, there's no reason I should be able to speak fine. Hiking with my brother. Mm-hmm. That website is awesome.
Hiking with my brother.
Yeah, it's just a dude and his brother, and they have done every hike in the Northwest. Well, at least this part of Washington. And they break it down in like easy, intermediate, like hard, mm-hmm. like elevation gain or whatever. Like almost every hike you can think of is on there. It's a great website.
Huh. I'll have to check that out because yeah. Like, we're always looking for fun stuff to do outside, especially these days. But, you know, I mean, it's nice to get out and enjoy the Northwest, man.
Yeah, especially because it's just, what a heavy, heavy year. So I'm with you, man. It was so nice to forget about stuff and just be in the water or walking around. Just awesome time. Oh, the other thing I want to remind people, I'm going to be an idiot. I can't remember the name of this, like, salt. You see a lot of Mexican places put it on, like, fruit, or if you see, like, a stand.
Okay.
It starts with a T, and it's like...
Tahini?
Is it... So it's... Yeah, it looks like it's spelled like tahini.
Okay.
But it, man, I had it on watermelon for the first time. It is so good.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Whenever we talked about watermelon before on the show, like, I've gotten texts where people are like, you got to put in whatever that salt is.
Yeah. I'm going to start putting it on everything.
I like Himalayan salt, the pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah. I got that fancy white person salt, too.
What do you want? I'm a fancy white person.
No, I know. I had a neighbor come over once, and he goes, oh, you got the fancy white guy salt. I was like, yeah, I do.
Well, speaking about being fancy white guys, before we leave, I felt like we need to have some motivational talk from our friend Mark Rabile.
Oh, I was watching him this morning.
Man, I watch him all the time. I texted you over the weekend because I got caught up in one of his live sets.
Correct.
It's so good. It's still
up there. I was drinking moonshine and playing shuffleboard.
It's still up there, so feel free to watch it whenever you want, but I thought this was a good one on his Twitter page. Very nice social commentary from Mark.
Yeah, racism sucks. Racism sucks. Racism sucks. F*** that shit. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this goddamn shit. Tired of these centuries of motherfucking racism.
Don't disagree. And then it comes with the beat.
Put it to an end.
I know. This feels like a good daytime festival
Put
song.
Put it to an
yeah.
end.
Dude, he's my go-to now for cardio. When I'm on the treadmill, I just watch his videos.
Put it to
nice.
An end. Put it to an end.
This be nice.
You take your preconceptions that you have up in your damn heart. You take them out of your heart. You put them on the table. Consider that shit. Consider that shit. Let go of that shit. Let go of that shit.
Dude, when the world comes back to where we can go to events, we need to bring him to Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know how or how what, but it has to be on a weekend so I could take the next day off. Summer Meltdown, I think, would be the best place ever.
That'd be ideal.
I think he would crush it. He might scare some people.
Ah, by the way, did you see that festival over somewhere in Europe where it was like the first like festival or show and everybody was in like their own little pod?
Yes.
Like, I'm going to sound like the old guy here, but I was like, It doesn't look that bad to me. There's like five of you in your pod. I saw people had like pitchers of beer. I was like, and I don't go to the mosh pit anyhow.
Right. I mean, it's kind of what I want anyway.
Right. Like, everybody can stand up, but you still have enough room. You can sit down.
We still got the loud music. It's not like the Wuhan festival. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was insane.
It's like they're just rubbing it in our faces.
They're like, F you, America. We figured it out. Dude, although I was doing cardio while listening to him, and I know we got to run, but it's funny. I never hipped Sid to Mark Rabille or Rabille or whatever, however you pronounce his last name.
All right.
So it's playing in the background, and she came into the room where I'm working out to be like, oh, we have a showing coming up in an hour, so you got to cut your workout. I'm like, fine. I just got like maybe about 10 more minutes left before I'm done. She's like, that's fine. She was in the other room, but she could hear this music playing. She's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's this guy Mark. He's kind of crazy in a fun way, but like he just improvs these live performances. She's like, all right, whatever. So while I'm doing my cardio, he just stops his set and like does a full-on like skit between him and another person. And I grabbed the audio of it. Now imagine being Sid, and as you know Sid, no, if you don't know Sid, Sid's very like, you know.
Excuse me.
She's not someone that would do that.
No. She's, no.
You know what I mean? Like, she's like a little bit more prim and proper and doesn't really like a lot of cursing and doesn't really understand me when it comes to like my weird artistic side.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I mean, she tolerates it and thinks it's charming. But, you know, when I'm listening to a guy have like a meltdown on a loudspeaker while I'm running on the treadmill, kind of confused her.
Yeah.
And here's an example of what I'm talking about. This was during his live set over the weekend.
Got that motherfucking planner on the seal window. I got the cop.
Oh, yeah. He was taking phone calls, which I thought was awesome.
All right.
And this was the theme
have
was.
Have you figured out where he is?
I think he's in New York. He's all originally right. from Dallas, but I think he moved to New York. I did a little research on him.
All right.
Tried to buy a t-shirt. All the good ones are sold out. He's very popular.
Yeah. That's right. I saw that thing where he was tweeting about follow your dream. Everybody thought he was crazy.
There's a great article in Spin about him.
All right.
That he posted on his Twitter page. But so this is about the theme of this, I guess, moment on his show was decorating the house.
Decorating the house.
In the in the other band. Got an ashtray. You smoke? I gotcha. Roll the up. I said I'm decorating. Yeah.
I thought of you right there. Got a smoke? I gotcha.
Right? Want a smoke? I got you. Roll it like, yes. Roll that ass up.
Here we go. It's about to get really weird.
Decorating. I said I'm decorating. I said I'm decorating. I go with decorator. Go with decorate your motherfucking house.
Sheila, what an absolutely lovely hum.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe you.
So he's screwing around with the vocal pitch to have a conversation between two people that are apparently two females talking
that
about.
Enjoy the house.
Yeah.
Just moved in here and you put all this up?
Yes, yes, I did.
I mean, you moved in yesterday night. It looks like, everything's in place.
Well, I haven't done much else, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I'm having a hard time understanding how you did all of this. I mean, there's like at least 60 things on the wall. There's a lot on the wall.
I'm sorry, Rhonda. Can I get you a lemonade, by the way?
Yeah, sure.
I suppose I was just wondering if you're...
Yeah, he cracked open like a lemonade or a beer. I don't know what it was.
Man, but that is trippy. That's somewhere between an acid hit and somebody that's been doing a lot of nitrous.
I suppose I was just wondering if you're challenging my taste or my ability to decorate.
No. That's not at all what I'm
just a little peeved because I spent a lot of time putting this together. A lot of time hanging things. A lot of time.
No, mind you, this is happening at like 11 in the morning. He's doing this live set like which would be like maybe like 1 or 2 in the afternoon in New York. Imagine being his neighbor. Okay, let's go back to what's going on with them.
Thinking about where everything should go. And you come in here and you ask me if it's humanly possible that I did this all in one.
Sheila, I don't know. It's just a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And you wouldn't know anything about that because your home looks like shit.
All right. Listen, Sheila, I don't know. I mean, maybe you need to get some sleep.
Whoa! Ah!
Sheila, are you having a seizure?
Hola! Bah! Bah!
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, get the f fuck out of here so I can enjoy my house.
Man.
At this moment, Sid's like, what the hell are you listening to?
Yeah, that's
I'm
insanity.
I'm all alone in my house. I'm all alone up inside my house. Everything is decorated. Everything is perfect. Walls, clean. Sink, clean. Kitchen, set. Table, placed. Everything is perfect. No one can bother me. I'm gonna do some more. Decorate some more. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. I'm alone in my house. Everything is fine.
Man. I don't know. This is what it's like to sip syrup?
I think.
I don't know either.
I'm like, I don't know. What? Somebody needs to animate that.
I still can't decide if he's either just tripping all the time or has never done any drugs and is just insane.
Well, he has a song all about mushrooms that I was listening to this morning. But everything's freestyle. And apparently that's what, like, he saw Reggie Watts, who used to live here. It was in a great band. I can't remember the name of them, but he was an incredible music, like just singer guy. But then he decided
to do James Corden band leader.
Right. And he does like weird improv comedy music.
Yeah.
And that's when he saw that, he goes, that's the direction I want to go. I don't want to write music anymore. I want to just do it live and just make things happen on the off the cuff. And that's what he's doing. It's amazing.
That is intense. That's intense for me to hear. Right? I can't imagine Sid walking in and you're just like, you got that like blaring.
And I'm just jogging
on a treadmill.
And all of a sudden it's like,
hola! Bah! Bah!
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, get the f*** out of here so I can enjoy my house.
So I can enjoy my house.
It's like Satan just came over.
I know. Do you want a lemonade? How dare you? Like, what happened?
And again, he's doing this in a house or an apartment while wearing, like, a weird robe, like a satin robe. And eventually, as the set went on, because people were even saying, when is he going to take the robe off? And eventually, he took the robe
off. He's like Kreischer. He's got it. Like, at some point, you got to see him shirtless.
I mean, it was a pretty intense set. It was awesome. And then he brings it down, and it's, like, nice, cool, chill vibe to it. And then all of a sudden, he loses his mind again.
What kind of lemonade was it?
I couldn't tell. I hope it was strawberry lemonade.
I was like, I don't know why I'm so like, was it country time? Was it this? Was
Newman's Own.
Ooh.
I don't know.
By the way, I finally had one of the, have you had the Truly Black Can lemonades?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, man, they are good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Better than White Claw?
It's a different flavor.
Yeah.
I had heard a lot about them. I opened a cooler and I was like,
oh.
Can I get one of these? And they were like, have as many as you want. I was like, ah!
So I can see what you just did. It looked like out of an adult film. Ah!
That's right. It's like, I always envisioned Stone Cold Steve Austin, except I'm always shaking the cans when I gotta
you're
stop doing
waiting it.
I know.
When we went to Chicago last year, we got like, they did a Truly mixed drink.
All right.
I can't remember what it's called. It might have been called Get Really Effing Wasted. They would give you a Truly that they cut off the top of the Truly,
all right,
a can. And then they would pour vodka in there as well and put like an umbrella on it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this is the most ridiculous thing. But yes, I'll have one of those.
I've had some of those vodka sodas mixed with the hard soda waters. Yeah. And like the first two or three seems like a great idea.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, yeah, it is 6 o'clock. I'm wasted. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, well, you were mixing. You're cutting your drink with more booze.
And then we went and like stopped at like some, it was like a gay pride fair while we were there right by it. And then I got like a big thing of like lemonade that didn't have alcohol in it. Like one of those big plastic cups.
Oh, yeah.
And then at some point, we were just so wasted, I just threw it against the wall to watch it just explode. All right, I got to go get my.
Yeah, I was say it's on you. I can hang out.
I know. I kind of want to. I mean, screw it. Screw the. No, I'm kidding. I should go.
We're back next week, but then the week after, I'm out.
Next week, okay. Where are you going?
I'm gonna go back east for a few days while I can travel, see my mom, and then see my brother. Gonna get some crabs and shrimp with him and the niece and nephew. And then probably hang out with like a couple cousins.
Nice.
Hey, you know me. Try to get everybody in 4 days.
Yeah, bang it all in. Yes. Nonstop, 24/7, Ted.
The nice thing is, though, like, because I feel guilty staying at my mom's house, right? She's 76, has asthma. So I rented a hotel, like, is which by, like, the restaurant we would always hang out at. So it's great. She got a room. I got a room. Mm-hmm. So we're not in the same, like, room. And then, the place has outdoor seating. So I'm like, great. We could just literally walk over there. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, good, man. That's awesome. Yeah. So next week we're back. Week after we're off.
Correct.
Yeah. Everybody have a great week.
Yeah, man. Enjoy the sun as it's going to rain on Friday.
It's supposed to rain a little bit tomorrow, too.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you listen to this on Saturday morning.
Yeah, listen Saturday morning. Don't worry. That stuff's going to burn off Saturday afternoon. Get out there.
That's right. Don't forget, racism sucks.
Yeah.
And don't question a man or a woman when they decorated their house in one day.
And you know what? Screw it. You mix your vodka soda with that hard soda water.
Yeah. All right. We're out. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
Yeah, man.